Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1814. Why, What's Your Excuse? Isn't That Helpful? Part 2 by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. So if you missed part 1, then I'd recommend going back and listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1813. But if you're all caught up, let's keep this intro nice and short and jump right into part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Why, What's Your Excuse? Isn't That Helpful? Part 2 by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. You don't need more motivation. You need momentum instead. Ah, the M word. Motivation this, motivation that. If I just had more motivation, I could fill in the blank. How many times have you uttered that to yourself? If I had a penny for every time I did, I'd be writing to you from the deck of my Maui mansion, sipping a cold drink. I used to wait on motivation to strike when I wanted to get things done, but I realized over time that things just weren't getting done. Eventually, I realized that motivation, the intense urge to change, is much like a feeling of any kind. It can come and go in a matter of minutes. One second, you feel like doing the work to lose that 20 pounds by the beginning of January, and the next minute, you can't be bothered to so much as get up off the couch. Motivation is a fleeting emotion, and it rarely lasts. If you ever ask someone who's in great shape how they stay so motivated, they'll often tell you they're not always excited to go to the gym or eat right. In fact, they know some of this stuff just isn't that much fun. But that doesn't keep them from doing it. In fact, they know that the more they work toward their end goal, be it a leaner body or more muscle, more strength, fitting into those old pants, etc., the more motivated they become. So any one day is irrelevant to whether or not they feel motivated to keep going. Because it's not about being motivated every second. It's about being consistent, taking action daily, and acting despite whether or not you feel motivated. And when you build up consistency over time, you're building something much more powerful than motivation. You're creating momentum. And when you have momentum, you don't need to succumb to the feeling of needing any motivation to get your training and diet in order. It becomes a part of your being instead of trying to make it work all the time. Dissect your obstacles and get started. If you have a history of inconsistency with anything diet or training related, there are some clues as to why. I can't do the work for you, but here's a checklist of things to ask yourself to see what the issues could be. Are you following a program? If so, how many days do you miss? Are you training at all? If not, why not? If you're on a program, are you tracking your progress? Are you on a program and you've plateaued? If so, how long have you been on it? Do you have a goal for your body composition? Maintenance is still a goal, by the way. Are you tracking your intake? If not, is there a reason why? Do you find it hard to stick to your nutrition plan? If so, is it too strict? Or do you find yourself messing up frequently? Those are a lot of questions, but you can't know what to change until you figure out where you might be going awry with your efforts. Being consistent is easy in the short term. This is why so many people do well in the first few weeks of their New Year's resolutions, but fall off the wagon by February 1st. And before you know it, a year's gone by and it's time to figure out your health and fitness plan all over again. Sometimes I find myself in places where I can't access a gym or track my meals, but I make do anyway by finding a park to train in, even if I'm just doing push-ups, pull-ups, and jump squats. If I can't track my intake, I do my best to eat foods I'd normally eat and make healthier choices when dining out. It ain't perfect, but it doesn't have to be. It just has to be consistent over time. There's a better way to get focused and on a direct path to reaching your fat loss goals. Instead of giving into negative self-talk and talking yourself out of training and eating right consistently, you can learn strategies that work for you, not against you. Instead of waiting for motivation, you can work on building up momentum, even if it's slowly, over time, and creating lasting change by taking calculated action instead of just trying to figure it out all the time. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Why What's Your Excuse Isn't That Helpful? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It really is all about progress, not perfection. If we focus on being perfect, well, we will most definitely fail. And so when we say be consistent, we don't say be consistently perfect. We say be consistent most of the time. You've probably heard of the 80-20 rule. Something like that, yes, that would work just fine. If you're doing the right thing 80% of the time and the not so great thing 20% of the time, you're probably still okay. Now, of course, outside the realm of exercising and meal planning, the 80-20 rule may not apply to all conditions. But when it comes to lifestyle behaviors like these, again, if you're doing the right thing most of the time, you'll probably still get those results. And it's so true. Being consistent isn't always easy. Taking that very first step to change out of your work clothes into your gym clothes can be the hardest first step. I know there have been many times, I'll admit it, where I will have in my mind that I'm going to go start my workout, start in quotation marks, and then I'll remind myself that, oh, you know what? I should check my email one more time in case that urgent email did come through. Or I'll just finish the last 5 minutes of this show and maybe the first 5 minutes of the next one just so I don't miss anything. And this is coming from a person who lives this stuff every day and talks about lifestyle all the time, but I'll still find excuses. And so it's just part of being human. But where I might differ from other people is I will eventually take that step. So eventually I will get out of my work clothes, get into my workout clothes, and do the workout. Because as JC mentioned, if I don't do the workout, I know I will feel much, much worse. So the next time you find yourself trying to postpone or delay that workout, I have a challenge for you. Just put on your workout shoes. That's it. And then see what happens. All right. And that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. And stay tuned because I have a bonus episode coming right up. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.